Nearly a year after work began, Seneca Nation's $6 million wind turbine project is now producing enough electricity for about 550 average homes a year. But the director of Seneca Energy, Anthony Jacoby, says it's a net metering project, meaning all the power goes directly to the grid.
Essentially kind of offsetting. So it is not going directly to our buildings. It goes directly to the grid, and they essentially mix it into their power supply. And then we account for that number, and then it basically gets credited back on our account.
Jacoby says the wind turbines expected to save the Seneca Nation about $350,000 a year, a portion of which will be passed along to residents on the Cattaraugus Territory.
It's about 25 to 33% of the bill for most of our average customers.
Not only will it cut utility costs, Jacoby says over the 20-year life of the turbine, it will reduce carbon dioxide emissions by over 86 million pounds.
Essentially, it's the same as taking off 147 cars off the road every year.
Up next, Jacoby says, Seneca Energy is planning a solar array project on the Allegheny Territory. He says the goal is to create a tribal-owned renewable energy utility. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.